Welcome to Slovenology, the podcast with Noah Charney. Hello and welcome to Slovenology, the podcast. This week I'm giving you a director's cut of an article I was commissioned to write for The Guardian newspaper, A Local's Guide to Ljubljana. When I write for The Guardian, there's a lot of back and forth and editing involved, so the first complete draft that I write is never what gets published. Here is the first version, the director's cut, we'll call it. How many times can a city be called a hidden gem and still remain hidden? This is the question for Ljubljana, and the country of which it is the capital, Slovenia. It feels as though it is constantly being discovered by the more worldly and knowledgeable tourists, even when its praises have been sung in just about every magazine and broadsheet with a travel section. And yet this city of some 300,000, a quarter of which are students, still feels like a delight that is beyond the standard touristic route, perhaps because it surprises with its charms, its worldliness, its accessibility, its idyllic, well, everything. Ljubljana means beloved, and there's a reason why. Though it sounds like hyperbole, I've yet to meet a tourist who did not love Ljubljana. I was one of them once. While still a student, I undertook a Eurailing trip, as American college students are wont to do, and stopped in Ljubljana for an overnight. Of all the stops from London to Budapest, this was the city that felt the most immediately livable, and the biggest surprise because I arrived with no expectations. It feels more like Switzerland than its former Yugoslavian neighbors, and Ljubljana has always been the most economic and culturally advanced of ex-Yugoslavia, drawing influence from nearby Venice and Vienna. It is both one of the greatest cities in the world, one of the greenest, and one of the safest. English is spoken everywhere at a very high level. Its welcome feel, its accessibility, its reasonable prices but affluent feel all make it an ideal weekend getaway. Or like me, you might just up and move here. I've become Slovenia's most vocal cheerleader in the Anglophone media, and I even wrote a book called Slovenology, Living and Traveling in the World's Best Country, which again sounds like hyperbole, but my argument that Slovenia and its capital have the highest quality of life for the most reasonable cost of living is a researched one. Many a foreigner writes to me with a request for recommendations, and I'm always delighted to help others discover the facets of this hidden gem. Perhaps the best way to begin is with what first fascinates foreigners, the aspects of Ljubljana that recall its Yugoslav heritage. These days such locations are considered retro and are hipster hangouts, and they feel most exotic to guests. The Museum of Contemporary History will satisfy the curious traveler with exhibits on Yugoslavia, the most positive and user-friendly attempt at socialism. I like to summit Nebotičnik, the first skyscraper in Yugoslavia, which is miniature by today's standards, but has a beautiful secessionist-style lobby and a fine cafe at its top, with gorgeous views over the city and to the Alps in the north. Enjoy a glass of wine at the top. Slovenian wines are among the highest rated in the world, and I particularly recommend the indigenous white wine, Rebula. I'm partial to those produced by Edi Simčić and Marijan Simčić, two unrelated vintners with the same surname, and the sparkling versions from the Medot vineyard, also ironically produced by someone unrelated to the former two, also with the surname Simčić. The Sunday Antiques Market along the wonderfully walkable Ljubljanica River is a time warp, as are dips into various bric-a-brac shops, like Antikvariat Trubarjeva, where you can pick up true relics of Yugo nostalgia, a real term used frequently in these parts. Don't forget to grab a pizza at Parma, the first pizzeria in Yugoslavia founded back in 1973. In style, it bears little resemblance to the gourmet Neapolitan pies in vogue today, but it's delicious nonetheless, and sits beneath Cankarjev Dom, the National Cultural Center, which is itself an architectural masterpiece recently featured in the MoMA exhibition on concrete architecture in Yugoslavia. There was a time not long ago when I felt that I'd tried every restaurant of interest in Ljubljana, but no more. Top-level eateries sprout faster than I can sample them, but there are some tried-and-true classics. The best high-end establishment is JB, a restaurant perennially listed among the best in the world. Its eponymous chef, Janez Bratož, was the first chef to introduce nouvelle cuisine to the region back in the early 90s, and is considered the godfather of fine dining. He also has one of the most reasonably priced menus among Michelin star-level restaurants I can imagine, with a set menu that runs only 50 euros. A stroll through Tržnice, the central market, provides a smorgasbord of farm-fresh ingredients. Be sure to stand in the long line for the sauerkraut seller, a dynamic, smiling blonde named Marietka, whose family is among the last in the country to cultivate an indigenous cabbage that, it is said, makes the best sauerkraut. On fine weather Fridays, the market explodes into a huge outdoor food fair called Odprta Kuchna, which is the best way to sample a wide variety of delicacies. Foreigners inevitably gravitate towards čevapčići, the burger of the Balkans, best described as oblong meatballs eaten with fluffy lepenje pita bread and kajmak cheese. This is not Slovenian, but pan-Balkan, but it is the preferred fast food option here, utterly delicious and appealing to all non-vegetarian palates, and it is the most frequent food discovery for visitors. I like to take guests on a čevapčići crawl to taste the dish at a series of establishments in a row and determine your favorite. I'm partial to Ajda, Dubočica, Sarajevo 84, and Saraj, but most locals recommend Čad, a white tablecloth experience in a park on the edge of the city center. For a more Slovene-specific snack, try Klobasarna behind the cathedral, which offers only Kranska klobasa, a geographically protected local sausage that is worth a journey, served simply with just a pot of mustard and a warm roll. For those exploring a bit beyond the center, a full lineup of traditional Slovenian fare can be found at Privodniku in the Šiška neighborhood, in the former home of Valentin Vodnik, the 18th century author of the first Slovenian cookbook. After your main meal, you'll be up for dessert, and the best cakes I've ever had can be found at Zvezda, a sweet shop with several locations where locals go to see and be seen and consume Slovenian specialties like kremšnita, a milfoy cream cake, gibanica, a layer cake with poppy seeds, walnut, curd cheese, and apples, and a flurry of house specialties. Try the chocolate dream cake, čokoladne sanje. Ljubljana has joined the specialty coffee revolution with the best cup in town served by a Colombian expat architect named Alex at Črno Zrno, a pocket-sized cafe on Gorni Trg, beyond the lovely medieval bend of main pedestrian thoroughfare called Stari Trg. Other great stylish cafes can be found in the Modern Art Museum and the City Museum, where the history of Ljubljana is on display. Ljubljana, legend has it, was founded where Jason of Argonauts fame stopped en route home to slay a dragon, and the secessionist dragon bridge, upon which perch four bronze dragons, is the most photographed site in the city. The Roman town of Imona grew here, a stop on the trade route between Rome and Venice and Budapest, but the city was something of a rural backwater through the Middle Ages, when my adopted hometown, Kamnik, 25 minutes north, was of far more importance. Its importance grew in the 20th century, as did the shape of Ljubljana. An 1895 earthquake leveled 15% of the city, but fortune smiled and a young architect, Jože Plečnik, was commissioned to build most of the important structures and spaces in the city. It is rare that one place should have so firm an imprint of a single architect, and thankfully he was a genius, a member of the Royal Society, and the darling of the in-the-know architectural historians. The best place to get to know him is at his own home, Plečnikova Hiša, which was just the subject of an award-winning renovation. Plečnik was unique, never part of an architectural movement, and his work is a personal hybrid of modernism, art history, and a dose of mysticism. He imagined rebuilding Ljubljana as a new Athens, and managed to receive commissions for so many buildings that taking a Plečnik walking tour, spotting his many buildings and parks, will provide a thorough tour of Ljubljana, which has the highest percentage of pedestrianized streets of any capital in Europe. With a pair of young daughters, I'm always on the lookout for family-friendly outings, and Ljubljana is rich in them. The official city play center is Mala Ulica, a maze of psychologist-approved games and spaces ideal for a rainy day. My girls love the Natural History Museum and the National Gallery, which do well to integrate interactive exhibits for children. Slovenia has a surprisingly strong tradition of puppet theater, and the Ljubljana Puppet Theater puts on brilliantly executed puppet shows and features a magical puppetry museum. The Ljubljanica River runs through the city, and its banks are lined with inviting cafes. Crisscrossing the river by its many bridges is a great way to explore, from Plečnik's Cobbler's Bridge to the Triple Bridge to the Dragon Bridge. Plechnik's majestic National and University Library is worth entering to experience the ink-dark atrium through which students pass into a light-filled, soaring reading room. And while it is not regularly open to the public, if you're feeling plucky or can ask a concierge or a local to help you, you can politely request a visit to the 17th century Jesuit library in a seminary near the Central Market, a marvel of Baroque woodwork and frescoes that many locals have never seen. Ljubljana is no stranger to elaborate beards and artful tattoos, and you can explore its alternative side by strolling down Trubarjeva ulica, taking an evening drink at Trnovo na Brezje, or taking in a concert at the graffiti-laden, but entirely safe and welcoming, Metelkova district. One of the benefits of Ljubljana is its quick and easy access to nature and escapes. The most obvious and frequented is a 30-minute drive to Lake Bled, one of the most photogenic places on the planet, though I'm partial to its neighbor 15 minutes further along, the wilder, more romantic Lake Bohin. Or head up to my adopted hometown, Kamnik, also just 30 minutes north, and a gateway to the Alps. The town boasts three castles and claims to have the most microbreweries per capita in the world. Just beside it is a world-class botanical garden, Arboretum, with a playground area so elaborate and enticing it will make your children forget about wishes to go to Disneyland. And a few minutes beyond is the otherworldly Velika Planina, a mountain plateau that visitors describe as something out of Lord of the Rings. Driving is easy, and Slovenia is so compact that it is worthwhile renting a car if you'd like to explore a bit beyond Ljubljana. There are daily flights with the Slovenian national airline Adria or with EasyJet to and from London and Slovenia's main airport, Brnik, which is just 15 minutes from the Ljubljana center, so it's easy to get into Slovenia and into Ljubljana. In terms of where to stay, Ljubljana abounds with boutique hotels and Airbnb options, but the classic is the secessionist-style Grand Hotel Union in the city center. For backpackers or young travelers, there's the uber-hip Selica Hostel, a converted prison. Or for an alternative approach at rock-bottom prices, consider staying in a medieval monastery in Kamnik, Samostan Mekinje, which is just a 40-minute train ride from the Ljubljana center and has prices from just 15 euros a night. Ljubljana is lovely all year round, but in recent years it has been somewhat over-touristed in the summer. I would recommend any time other than the high season summer months, with May and September particularly lovely. I hope you'll enjoy and take the opportunity to come to Ljubljana, one of the best cities in the world, the safest and the greenest.